Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are minus Courtney this morning. She was talking yesterday about the bachelorette party that she is at in Palm Beach, Florida, so I'm sure you'll be able to get an update or two on her social media over the weekend, if you want to keep track of Courtney.
Quick note, Shime and I will be hosting tomorrow, 9 to 11. Ken heading down to Breakers. He's one of the nude bartenders that they've hired.
Excellent. I enjoy on Saturdays when I am doing my errands or perhaps traveling, listening to the Ken and Curtis show. Yep. And sometimes I even call. I'm not greeted with the same respect that I am perhaps greeted with when I call other shows, but that's a you and Ken thing. I don't know.
Well, he runs the ship. I just am there for.
I don't know what that's all about. 1 week from today, we will be in Springfield, Massachusetts for Roadshow number one. Curtis, I am told by some in the weather business that next week it's all 70s. Is that correct?
Could be touching 80, and we're not going to be below 7:30 for a sunset for a very long time.
Okay,
so looking like summer's arriving.
This weekend, not so great, like in the 50s, but seems like we're done with that, and we're launching full summer starting on Monday. So we will be at Max's Swing Lounge 1 week from today, Roadshow number one. Some of you lushes who listen to this program demanded a breakfast beverage be available, and so we have moved over to Max's.
We called an eye-opener.
We cannot wait to see you. Night before pregame, we will be at MGM at the Tap Sports Bar, and we'd love to hang out with you. I don't know if it'll time. Probably won't time out Celtics-wise because I would imagine – I don't want to jinx anything, but should they sweep – we won't time out with a Celtics game, I don't think, next Thursday night. Although, the way the NBA does the schedule, they will probably play tonight, and then game four will be Thursday.
June 2nd.
At least we'll get good playoff basketball, though, so
100%.
We'll be able to watch something.
100%. And we got leads coming up shortly. This is Darren from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Not much. I just had a quick, brief question for all of you guys. Appreciate the time. Would you guys have given up what Jacksonville gave up to move up to number two to take Abdul Carter?
We talked about what they gave up at the start of the show. I would assume that Wiggy may have done that
because
he loved the player.
Yeah, I would have, and I'm aggressive with it because if I can potentially get a generational edge rusher that changes the tone of your defense, look what Philly was able to do in the Super Bowl because you can get pressure on the quarterback. I would have. You know, I would have did the trade for A.J. Brown, but I don't know how long I would be in the NFL. Maybe it'd be similar to my Brockton coaching career. I would be very aggressive when it came to trading.
By the way, Curtis, you brought him up earlier briefly during the weather report when acknowledging Drake May and his social media. Swing and a miss on Tom Brady not being in the war room last night.
Yeah.
Like, for pure NFL nostalgia marketing purposes, unless Pete Carroll didn't want him in there.
Right. Also, smart managing. Delegate the draft room, because if it fails, nobody can put it on your lap.
Right. That's a good one right there.
Yeah. But maybe Pete Carroll wanted it to be his.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah, I expected to see Tom Brady there.
Yeah.
What they should have done is had Tom ready to go after 7 p.m. when Pete Carroll was sleeping.
did you see Bill made a comment about Will Campbell?
No.
He said too old.
he's looking for a rim shot, Shime.
God.
Hello?
What? Oh, gosh.
Shime, what are you furiously working on over there?
The news.
Oh, okay. All right. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Just
I should let
Jackson do the news.
I was watching the draft on television last night, so I didn't catch any of the draft program here at WEEI. How'd it go?
It went great. It was a lot of fun. Myself, Arcand, Mego, Fitzy, we had a good time. Nobody was really thrilled with the pick at number four.
Yeah, right.
But overall,
like,
mostly
disappointment, right?
Yes. I would say the majority of the disappointment probably came from me. So I might have been the wet blanket there. But I think Arcand was very much on Curtis's side of the street, where you needed a left tackle. You took the consensus best left tackle on the board. Mm. Like, can you really fault him for it? But I just did not love the
pick. I cannot wait to get to my lead.
Really?
Just based off of what something Chime just said.
Okay. All right. Let me get Randy from Providence. If I'll give you another minute to properly compose your lead, Wiggy.
All right. Cool.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Randy, roadshow.
Good morning.
We have a roadshow in Newport this summer. Will you join us at the roadshow in Newport?
You know what? I try to stay in Providence personally.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Maybe
otherwise, otherwise, I'd be happy to.
You're not a travel guy. You don't like to go anywhere.
Same.
Yeah, I'm very at home here in Providence, okay. And I like to stick around here.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. That's fine. I'll come to you after. I'll come to you after the road trip.
I hope you guys have a great time down there, though.
Thank you. Your thoughts this morning.
Well, I'm very happy. I don't know if you guys remember, I called and we spoke yesterday morning about the concept of the left tackle versus the running back.
Yeah.
And I think Will Campbell, I don't know if you guys saw the clips. There was clips from, like, inside the war room with Wolf and Vrabel. Yep. And then Kraft on the phone with Campbell. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vrabel was like, said to him, quote, "You're about everything that we are." And that's what he was always looking for this offseason, was personality fits, building a culture, setting that up. I do think that you guys keep talking about wanting the running back and so forth. And look, we've got so much information in the NFL in recent years that show that running back success is kind of dictated by the offensive line in front of it. And the one guy there likes to use Saquon Barkley as the example. He came to Philly and he was the reason and all that. Well, sure, but Philly was also the reason that Saquon was so good. If you look at his stats, the last few years in New York behind that porous offensive line, he struggled at 3.9 yards per carry in 23, 4.4 in 22, 3.7 in 21. When he got to Philly behind that offensive line, 5.8 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Okay. It's offensive line helps lay the, you know, literally pave the way for running back success.
Yeah,
but listen, I think, you know,
there may be a lot of New England Patriots fans who, like you, are very happy with this selection. And to be clear, when you say you guys wanted the running back, it's not everybody. It's mm-hmm. me. Wiggy wanted the tight end.
Yep.
And Curtis is fine, I think, with his pick.
I'm fine with where they were after being in the fourth spot. This is the pick that made the most sense.
So when it comes to whining, it's really just me.
Right.
Shine, where were you at? I can't remember.
I think Shine was with the running back as well.
Yeah, I would have loved Genty. I would have loved Tet McMillan. Hell, I would have even been interested in a guy like Jalen Walker. The offensive linemen at this spot weren't worth it.
Basically, like the two ball guys in the room, wanted Genty. And everybody else, Curtis is fine, and Wiggy wanted a tight end.
Yeah, I would have took Genty. I would have been happy. Like, I would have went traded down and went Tyler Warren. I would have picked up some extra draft picks. But if they would have took Genty at number four, I would be coming in here today with a smile on my face like, okay, I'm all for it. I am happy.
Is there anything they could do today that'll shift your opinion?
No, because, see, all right, so now you're going to be sitting there with your top of the second round, and I seen Luther Burden play. They played UMass last year, and I seen him as a talented player, but I just feel like what Tyler Warren and even Ashton Jeanty would have gave you, just, and it's all projection, right? But their level of where they could go is much higher than where I see Will Campbell. And you could have got a left tackle in the second round, and I'd have been like, Jeanty, left tackle? Cool.
It's just Gerard Mayo effed you at the drive-in. They always, the drive-through, however the expression is,
yeah,
he just screwed the pooch.
Well, you could say Kraft screwed the pooch by allowing him to coach that final game.
Whoever you want to blame, but you're so close. You were so close last night.
Yeah. And then you would have had your pick of whether you want a Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should probably take a quick break, stay on the clock, and we will get to our leads, including one from Jackson.
Will he call the police because the leads are late?
I think I asked him earlier if he could call the police on the Will Campbell pick, but he said Denham is not answering as they identified his number.
Oh, blocked
and the
it.
Denham police are not, they have him blocked.
Suspicious.
All right, so we will get to leads next.